Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International, and welcome to another episode of Expat Thailand. My voice sounds weird, the reason behind this is, just like the title states, for the subject I'm going to talk about, I am coming off of COVID, and I did catch it for the first time, evading it for the last 2.5 to 3 years. It finally caught up to me on a business trip on an airplane. And the reason why I wanted to put this episode together is you don't need to hear about my symptoms and so forth, but what I want to talk about is the advantages of going through an ordeal like having COVID and the convenience of what Thailand or what Bangkok has provided me with, as opposed to catching it, let's say, if I'm still living in Las Vegas or still living in Newport Beach. So for those of you that are lucky enough, and I am vaccinated and boosted, but if you have been reading and catching up on media, you're well aware, I'm very certain that I have this new Omicron .BA5 or BA5 variant. So it's kind of immune, whether you're boosted or not. So I am vaccinated and boosted. And if you're not aware, for those of you that choose not to catch up with media, you can actually be reinfected with this variant on a monthly basis. So even if you were to catch it and have the antibodies and you think you're free, you're not. You can actually be reinfected every single month. So please be careful. And also, if you're not aware, this variant is highly contagious. So was very interesting to me. So catching COVID. So today is my, I'm a week into it, and I'll get into the ATK testing and so forth. But I'm a week into it, and yes, it's like a really, really bad, having a really bad flu. You know, you go through the symptoms of body aches, night sweats, then you go into sore throat, and it kind of ends with a cough, and it starts tapering from there. But the thing is that based on what I'm reading, based on talking to my friends that are healthcare professionals that work as professional nurses and doctors in Western countries like the United States, they are also telling me the same exact thing, that they are seeing extremely high cases, new cases, being admitted to the hospitals, and many of them also feel that the numbers are unreported. And some of my friends I'm talking to back in the States, they said that if you go to your nearby Walmart or CVS or Walgreens pharmacies, you will see when you go to the aisle where all the cough medication is, literally wiped out. So it's a clear indicator that a lot of people have this new Omicron variant, but just aren't reporting it because a lot of people are vaccinated and just choosing to stay home. But here's the big difference why I feel more safe being here in Bangkok, being here in Thailand, as opposed to, let's just say, back in the United States. So for those of you that don't live in the States, based on what friends are telling me, nobody wears a mask. Nobody does. And the cases are rising. Everyone is continuing with their daily lives as if it's pre-pandemic, that it never existed. I'm talking to another friend of mine who said, you know, I'm just sitting there watching people at a restaurant. They're touching their face, they're touching their mouth, there are no hand sanitizers anywhere. Well, here in Thailand, every single establishment that you walk into, even mom and pop restaurants, side stalls, there is hand sanitizers everywhere. And it's for your protection and theirs. And also, in addition to that, is everyone wears a mask. If you don't wear a mask, you are singled out, and it, you are you basically can't enter major establishments like major malls and restaurants if you're unmasked. As opposed to countries like the United States where people go unmasked, and which is a norm, even domestic travel. I've talked to friends that says that in domestic travel, nobody wears a mask, and you can hear people hacking it up, coughing, sneezing. Nobody's covering themselves. Nobody's wearing a mask. So, what I predict, and my friends that are doctors, very, very smart doctors and nurses, are predicting that fourth quarter and first quarter of next year is going to be bad. Going to be really bad. In a sense that there are going to be a lot of sick people. Maybe the deaths won't be as high because more people are vaccinated and boosted, but there's going to be a lot of sick people. And let me tell you, for those that haven't caught COVID yet, yeah, you're lucky. It sucks. Just being out of commission for 7 to 10 days sucks. It's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. I don't recommend it. My chest hurts from coughing. I have another doctor friend of mine that got it pretty bad. The whole family actually caught it, where he actually lost his sense of smell and sense of taste. Luckily, it did come back. But it's scary when these things can happen. And also, you don't know the long-term effects is that just like catching a really bad pneumonia when you're coughing, like having a bronchial infection, is if you're sitting there hacking it up all the time and you're getting reinfected, it's going to do, let's just say, it's not going to be good for your lungs in the long run. And there are people that have met that have a long COVID. I'm talking a year to 2 years, and they're still have this constant constant cough, fatigue, and so forth. So it's not worth it. So the bottom line is I feel safe here in Bangkok for these reasons. Number one is that everyone's masked up. I feel safe. My wife and I feel safe. Every place we go, people wear masks. People take precautions. If you're going into a major establishment like a mall, not just the entryways have hand sanitizers and require you to sanitize your hands, but they also have temperature readers. And again, that's for your protection and protection of other people that are you're sharing this public space with. And then in addition to that is when you're going to restaurants like buffets, they have the partitions. So all the protections are still here in place in Asia, in places like Bangkok, where the West have taken everything down, which is just shocking to me. It's not, I guess I'm not gonna go into the details whether to mask up or not, because some people believe that it cuts out the oxygen supply, which is absolute nonsense. But I feel safe here. People take precautions. People look out for one another because people care about each other, and that is the difference. The lack of care and the selfishness that I'm reading and hearing firsthand from friends that live in Western countries that are afraid of what's going to happen in fourth quarter and first quarter. So remember this, and again, people are very, very quick to forget things in the past. If places like the United States or Australia or the UK start having crazy amount of numbers of Omicron come first quarter, what that means is other countries like Thailand are going to say, no, we do not want people from these countries to enter our country. So the restrictions can come back into place. And then in addition to that is, if these cases start getting really bad this winter, we may go back into another lockdown. So if you have been a subscriber and you've been listening, and I've been saying this for the last 2.5 to 3 years, and I really hope that you took it to heart, when I said it every single year since this pandemic has started, Have you made the changes to your personal organization, whether it's a small business or a large business, to ensure that future Black Swan events, like future lockdowns, will not affect your business? And we made these changes very, very quickly a long time ago. So whether we have another lockdown or not, my wife's business and my business is fine. So are you prepared for that? And then the next thing too, when it comes down to medication and convenience. So for an example, if I were back in Vegas, living in Vegas, and I were to test positive, well, first of all, tests aren't readily available in the United States. I don't know about the UK, I don't know about Australia, New Zealand, or the European countries, but they're not widely available. They were, if I recall, about a year ago, given out free ATK tests, so rapid antigen tests. I think it were like giving away 5 per person for free. But I'm not sure if everyone ordered them. But my friends are telling me that tests are flying off the shelf. They're hard to get. And if you're going to buy them, they're still costing in excess of $5, $10, even $20. Well, here in Thailand, I can stop by any 7-Eleven, any quick convenience stores, from Watson's pharmacies, wherever, and buy a rapid antigen test, an ATK test, for as little as $2. So because they're so inexpensive, my wife and I keep 10 to 20 on hand. And we do that because here's the difference between here in Asia of how we live our lives and the difference between, let's just say, Americans. When we're getting together as friends or families, so for an example, most recently, let's just say about a month ago, my wife's friends were having a get-together. So before, 24 hours before our get-together, everybody has to submit a picture of an ATK test that's negative. It's just the norm. Why do we do that? It's only 5 minutes of your time, 10 minutes of your time to put this together. It's because we care for each other. It's because we're not selfish enough to say, we don't care about this, we don't need a test, let's just meet up. Where, do you do that in the States? Do you do that in UK? No, you don't. If you're gonna have a get together, you're gonna have, you know, a dinner party, 10, 15, 20 people, or have a massive party, or even have a wedding party, you don't care. And if you ask people for it, they'll think you're crazy. Where here, it's the norm. And it's not just personal get-togethers. For example, my wife, as I praise her because she's absolutely incredible. Her business is just thriving. She's not slowly becoming, but quickly becoming one of the top trainers for public speaking engagements. So one of her biggest clients is PTT, which is our equivalent of ExxonMobil. So for every televised event, any large event, the top executives, I'm talking to CEO, CFO, presidents of the organization, the EVPs, she trains them on their stage presence. So every single time my wife is facilitating a course or personal one-on-one training, it is a requirement to submit an ATK test that's negative. And again, it's just to protect everyone. And these little things are just part of our lives. It's a simple 5 to 10 minutes. But nobody practices that in Western countries. Because why? The bottom line is people don't give a shit. They don't give a shit for one another. And it's quite obvious when you see it on TV, when you see more and more violence towards individuals, because human life is like dog shit to places like the United States. People don't care. They don't care about lives. They'll pull a gun and shoot you because you cut them off or you looked at them wrong. Or just recently, I saw this horrific, horrific video of these young punks that ran over someone on a sidewalk in Brooklyn. I think it's Brooklyn, New York. I mean, this guy just flew over the side of the car. So you would think, as normal human beings, you would pull over, you would check to see the person's okay, and then call the ambulance and take responsibility. But you know what they did? If you haven't read about it, yeah, they pulled over the side of the road, but instead of helping him, they robbed him, and they got back in their car and took off. That's America for you folks. And that's sad. That is sad. It's pathetic. That people just don't care for one another. It's all about me, me, me now. Where here in Asia, it's still about us. I care about you. I am compassionate about your feelings. I worry about you, not just about me. So in addition to going through this COVID here, one of the many conveniences are is when it comes down to food. So for an example, like I said, ATK tests, we always have 10 to 20 on hand. So right away, when I came back from my trip, I started, you know, a couple of days later, I started feeling funny, scratchy throat, night chills. I'm like, you know what? This kind of feels like kind of the symptoms of the after effect of having my Moderna shot. And I think I might have COVID. So I took a ATK test, and lo and behold, I tested positive. And my wife and I decided that she should stay with her parents, and I just self-quarantined in the house. My wife is amazing. She takes such great care of me. But the conveniences of having COVID in Thailand is that I can have anything delivered to the house. So my wife has 3 meals a day delivered to me, anything I want, from fresh orange juice to a durian, because it's durian season right now, to mangosteen, pineapples, and so forth. So I have, you know, plenty of food that's replenished on a daily basis, on a regular basis throughout the day. And then when it comes to medication, very easily accessible. Don't have to call my doctor, go and see them, go and pick up their prescription. Instead, just call up the pharmacy, tell them what we want, and have it delivered to the house for a fraction of the price. That's the convenience of living here in Thailand. Excuse me, let me just take a quick sip of coffee here. I hate being sick. I am never, ever sick. Knock on wood. It kills me. It pains me not to be able to go to the gym. It pains me to feel this way because I'm very in tune with how my body feels. I hate it. I hate every second of being sick. Some people enjoy being sick subconsciously because they want people to feel sorry for them. I hate it. I despise it. And the other thing too is understanding this variant, this Omicron BA5, and that you can be reinfected. I have the peace of mind that I have a less of a chance to get reinfected here in Thailand, here in Bangkok, because people look out for each other. People stay safe. People practice precautions. Where if I were back in the States, I wouldn't feel safe because there's plenty of knuckleheads out there that still choose to not mask up, not cover their mouth, they'll touch everything. And then when you walk into restaurants or walk into stores, there's no hand sanitizers, nobody's sanitizing shopping carts, everybody's touching and coughing on everything. Nobody gives a shit. That should anger you. That should anger you enough to say, my health is important to me, and I'm putting my health in danger by living in this country. Because Omicron, or should I say, this COVID has mutated 200 plus times already. COVID is here to stay, folks. It's never going away. It's going to be like the flu. We're going to be vaccinated every single year, if not multiple times a year. And even the people that say, I don't want to be vaccinated, sooner or later, they will, because the mutations are going to get so strong You're going to have to, or suffer the consequences. But that's one of the benefits of being here in Thailand, is I feel safe. I feel there's a sense of community of people protecting each other. I feel there's a level of respect for human life and well-being that's going to prevent me, my wife, our family, our friends, from being reinfected and being sick. Where a place like the United States, nobody cares. In fact, get sick more because people want to make more money. You know what's crazy is I talk about medical bills a lot. So I have another friend. Excuse me. Just to get a sip of my coffee here. I have a friend of mine. And this is a completely different story because you've heard these stories, types of stories from me. So a friend of mine that has a family member, an older family member, and she was feeling kind of sick. So she wasn't sure if she had COVID or not. Went to the hospital and specifically, she's insured, specifically told the hospital how much is this going to cost? I am insured. What is my co-payment? How much is this going to cost? Because if this is going to be an arm and a leg, I'm not going to check myself in. They said, oh, your visit's going to be $190. They said $190, and that's still, they're like, yeah, well, you're in an emergency room, so $190. They're like, okay, fine. But that's it, right? I said, yes, $190. So, of course, lo and behold, the $190 was just the bill of the hospital. And again, I said a similar story before because this is something that most people don't understand. That's a bill the hospital charges you. But the doctor also submits another bill. And I think that bill was like $2,000 for literally 15 minutes of work. So the total bill on that visit was $2,190 for a 15-minute checkup. Is that insane? How many of you have $2,000 just to piss away right now? If that were here in Thailand, going to an emergency room in a hospital, that visit would be $100. Everything. That includes medication, consultation, and follow-up. And that's not being insured. That's just walking into any HISO private hospital. If you were to go to a public hospital, it would probably cost you $15 to only $30. So, think about it, folks. The next episodes I'm going to be talking a lot more about is going to be the state of the economy, the state of the world, and how bad is it. And folks, it's bad. If you feel that the market, the equities market, the crypto market, the real estate market has bottomed, you are surely off. You are living in another land. We easily have another 25 to 50% more downtrend in these markets. And real estate, here we are towards the end of July. If you did not sell your home, then I'm sorry. It may be too late already. You lost a huge opportunity of making a big bundle of cash and buying back that home in about maybe 2 to 3 years later at a tremendous discount. You may have already lost that opportunity. Developers are now lowering their prices. That should say something to you. Listings are staying on the market longer. Multiple offers are no longer happening. Reductions in prices are happening throughout the board. And if you think you're in a sunshine state like Las Vegas or Phoenix or Tucson, or even places like Florida, that's not gonna affect you, it's coming. It's coming. And you've lost the opportunity. some of you are still okay. And if you've been, if you have a little bit, let's just say, of a motivation, or you're thinking about moving in the future, put your home in the market now. Sell it. Get that bundle of cash. Hold on to it, because we are in, we're going to be in a bundle of pain, folks. The Fed obviously raised 75 basis points. The meeting coming up here, the FOMC, or FOMC, whatever, from the Feds. Another 75, even 100 basis points. There's been talk of 100 basis points, one full point. So if you think we've bottomed, you're dreaming. We will bottom when the Feds stopped, when they said we are no longer going to raise interest rates. Then it's time to start looking and getting back into the market. But until the Feds have said that, we're still on a downtrend, folks. Supply chain issues are getting worse. And if you have not been paying attention to what's happening in China, there's a world of pain coming. One of the top executives of Evergrande, one of the largest real estate developers in China, just recently resigned. They've still defaulted. Other large developers have defaulted in China. there's just so much, if you're not paying attention to what's happening into the macroeconomics, what's happening in other countries and how it's affecting places like the United States and the UK, you really, it's time to start paying attention, because this is your livelihood, this is your future. And then now the euro is at par with the dollar and actually getting lower. When I checked one time, it was at 97 cents to the dollar. So brace yourself. If you're not going to move to a country like Thailand, that's fine. It's your business. It's your choice. But if you plan to stay where you are, then I urge you, be tight with your money, because it's going to get bad. We have a potential another lockdown, Q4, Q1 of next year. You're seeing the problems with what's happening in air travel. Gas prices, yes, has come down a little, but it's not enough. Food prices are still increasing. Highest inflation in 40 years. And then the UK, same exact thing. It's time that you realize that it's going to get tough. Time to buckle down your spending. Start to eliminate your debt. Because what you don't want is, you don't want this big, giant pile of debt on your table when everything has gone sideways. You still have time to fix these things. That means no big purchases, no upgrading your homes. Pay off your car. Don't buy a new one. Don't get a new lease. Don't get another credit card. Because if you're not realizing this, delinquencies are also going up. And what I predict, like other analysts predict, is that people just have enough money to get them through the holidays. And after the holidays, they will have used up all their credit. Come Q1, Q2 of next year, 2023, there will be a lot of delinquencies, and you will see them. So prepare yourself. Save. You don't need that new iPhone. You don't need to buy the new M2 MacBooks or MacBook Air. You don't need that new SUV. Get rid of your second, get rid of your third car, get rid of your toys. Just buckle down, please. You'll thank me later. Because you want to have that excess cash to buy when the market has bottomed. This is, I mean, as much pain as a lot of people are going through, this is the time where future millionaires are made and millionaires are turning to billionaires because markets are down 50, 60, 80, 90%. Being able to buy at these bargains is once in a lifetime. And if you have that extra excess cash to do that, you will be thankful for making these tough decisions 5 years from now, 10 years from now. So thank you again so much for joining me. I'm sorry that my energy isn't up. It's just I have a thriving headache. I have a pounding headache right now, so I'm going to take a Tylenol. I hate taking any kind of medication, even Tylenol. Just one of those people. So COVID sucks. Finally caught up to me. Caught it being a freaking effing airplane, and I know that's where I got it. So it doesn't matter how safe you are, you can literally catch it anywhere. So please be safe out there. Please have compassion and please be thoughtful and mindful of others, because you never know if you have it or not. But be mindful that you don't want to spread it to others or spread it to other people in your family. So thank you so much for joining me, and we'll talk to you soon.